the birth of Jesus. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. What is the Word? There are two words in the New Testament for Word. One, rhema, means the articulated segments of speech, the bits and pieces, the nouns and the verbs and the prepositions and the adverbs and the adjectives. Then there's the word logos, that means the message, the content. Words and the Word are made up of the alphabet. Jesus is the divine alphabet. He is the A to Z. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Jesus gave the words to the prophets. We speak not with the words that men's wisdom teacheth, but with the words that the Holy Ghost teacheth. Jesus is the Remata. He is the alphabet, the Alpha and the Omega. He is the words. He is the message. He is the Logos. Jeremiah said, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of our hearts." In the scripture we read the words. In Jesus we see the word, the truth. The word made flesh. The reality expressed by words now walking in the streets of Palestine. Part number one. The word that is God, the word is God, is made flesh and tabernacled among us. The Skena saying, lived in a tent. And we beheld his glory, full of grace and truth. Grace is the divine empowering. Truth is the divine revealing. The truth of the Bible reveals the reality that is Jesus Christ. In his example, we see the reality lived out. Grace is the divine empowering to carry out that reality. So when the Word became flesh, and we saw the reality of the Word, we were given grace to practice it. Part number two, the birth of Jesus. He's a child. He is the seed of Abraham. He is the seed of David. He is of the tribe of Judah. He is born in Bethlehem. He came 70 weeks of years after the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem. He confirmed the covenant with the Jews for 7 years, 1 week, and he was cut off in the midst of the week. Jesus fulfilled those and every other prophecy concerning himself that God had given centuries before. Now, how can we believe this? Except you believe, Jesus told Nicodemus, you can't see. And then he added, except you are born of water and the Spirit, you can't enter. First we must see the possibilities. This we do by accepting the Spirit in our lives by faith. We're born again. Got a new viewpoint. A new way of looking at things. Then we can see the potential. Sin, righteousness, judgment, all the possibilities held out to us. And then we obey. We allow ourselves to go down into the water and be dunked. Then we can enter. Except a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. God does his part, then he gives us grace to respond with our part. Part number three, Simon and Anna recognized Jesus. When the time came for Mary to carry out the regulation for her cleansing and offer two turtle doves, Joseph and she went up to Jerusalem, taking their child with them to be registered in the books in the temple. Leviticus 12:2 tells us that this must take place the 8 days of circumcision and 33 days later. And obedient to all the requirements of God, Joseph and Mary did this exactly. Now in the temple were two elderly individuals. They lived in the temple. I don't know whether they had their lodgings there, whether they lodged in some quiet apartment in Jerusalem, but they lived in the temple. I think of some people I know who like to live in a library, or their lives are in some stadium watching sports. Whatever it may be, these two people, Simeon and Anna, were there. And just as the couple came with their child, Simeon came, and the Spirit of God told him, exactly as the angels had told the shepherds, this is the Messiah. He took him up in his arms with the greatest joy. Now he says, Lord, I have seen the Messiah. I'm ready to go. Thank you. Thank you. Anna, another elderly person, a lady, looking for the coming of the Messiah, corroborated everything that Simeon had said. But the priest who took the babe in his arms, blessed him, who took the pen and wrote the name Jesus, Emmanuel, in the register, understood nothing. He wrote down that this is Jehovah saves, the Lord with us. And nothing moved in his mind. Nothing came with joy into his consciousness. His heart was somewhere else. Those who are ready, if you are willing and obedient, whosoever willeth to do his will, he shall know. The shepherds, Zechariah and Elizabeth, Joseph and Mary, Simeon and Anna knew. The circle of believers was slowly widening. But in the palaces, in the rulers, nobody believed. Part number 4. Meanwhile, somewhere in the east, some men whose number is not given, we generally think about 3 because of the 3 gifts, had seen a star. Balaam had come from that land, and his oracle of a star coming out to Judah stirred their minds. How the Spirit of God can use a phrase to transform a life, change the world. They saw the star. They were astronomers. The star moved. They decided to follow the star. They came who knows how far, perhaps 1,000 miles, months walking, pondering, talking about the oracles they had heard. And when they came to Jerusalem, the star was there. They inquired about the star. Yeah, star is predicted. Where is he to be born king? Predicted too. In Bethlehem. So off they go. And there they find the child. They worship the child. They give gifts to the parents of the child, and they go to their own country another way. I love that statement. Nobody ever finds the child who goes home the same way. He always goes another way. And so the Lord had provided the financial needs of Joseph to carry out his next stage of mission, as we've already seen, to take the young child. He's no longer a babe. He's a young child, and his mother to Egypt. Meantime, Herod was worried. He heard that a king was to be born, and so he called the wise men in and inquired of them. And they had told him when the star appeared. So he figured the child would be perhaps a year old. Who knows? And when he made the decree, he decided 2 years old and under to get 1 year out of each of the year in which the child would be born. Having found this, he called for the scribes, and they explained to him, according to Daniel, when the child should be born. He was to be an anointed priest. He was to go into service, which was about 30 years of age. So 30 years before would give him the year. Star had appeared. Prophetically, he knew about the year. And he told the wise men, come back and tell me that I may go and worship him. But when the wise men got ready to do that, the angel came to them and said, no, don't go back. Go back another way. So off they went, and Herod was worried. And so he ordered his hitmen to kill all the babes, 2 years old and under. Again, that another prophecy might be fulfilled by Jeremiah. The weeping mothers weeping for their babe. Part number 6. As we bring this quarter's lessons to a close, there are certain facts that come out strongly. God gives faith and God gives grace. Both are free. Faith opens before the mind the treasures of knowledge, reveals the message of God to whoever. We've seen the message of God revealed to different people. Then grace brings the empowering so they can carry out what faith reveals. And in between these, between the opening faith and the empowering grace, is the human will. Those who choose to obey fulfill the divine mission. Shown to them by faith, empowered before them by grace. Those who reject destroy themselves. We have thought about Jesus, the incarnation of grace, this quarter. He's come and lived among us, full of grace, enabled him to do everything he needed to do, full of truth, showing him everything he needed to understand. And Jesus is set forth before us. The gift of his faith is ready for our exception. The gift of his grace is ready for our use. As we ponder this quarter's lessons, may the reality it holds before us of what we may become in Christ, through faith, by grace, live in us.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. International copyright, all rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage you. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.